This is Decoded 8Book for May 16th. In Wahpeton, there's a regal-looking house built for Eileen Seeley by renowned architect Eugene Schuller. Mrs. Seeley came to town in 1881 to establish residency for a divorce in the Dakota Territory. Known locally as Madam Seeley, she was a Rockefeller in-law and an opera devotee. Her son, W.A. Seeley, had arrived in Wahpeton earlier and prospered. To help pass the time, he built the Seeley Opera House downtown. On this date in 1885, Shakespeare's The Merchant of Venice had a successful run there. Mrs. Seeley eventually returned east, and the J.A. Rickard family moved into the house. Later, coal tycoon J.E. Morris, a memorable character who gave coal to widows at Christmas, acquired it. Mr. and Mrs. Morris had four daughters. Marcella married but died young. Her sons, Paul and Jim Roddy, were raised by Mrs. Morris and her three surviving sisters, Mercedes, Geraldine, and Angela. Jim became a Catholic priest, while Paul went on to become a distinguished psychologist and author. In an enlightening talk at the Red Door Art Gallery on Dakota Avenue, Dr. Roddy shared colorful stories from local history and his childhood with the cultured Morris sisters. He confirmed an old rumor. Mr. Morris had really stipulated in his will that his daughters could do anything they wanted, except get married. Mercedes served as dean of students at the local college, where Geraldine also taught. Someone who attended grade school on the Morris block recalled the fabulous hats made by New York designers. Some featured silk flowers, beading, veils, and feathers. By 2013, all the Morris sisters had passed away. Their iconic vintage hats were auctioned off at a fundraiser for the gallery. The sisters enjoyed world travel and fine art, and they once had organized a reception for famed artist and Wahpeton native Fritz Scholder, whose works are now exhibited locally. The gallery was created by Roger Jensen, community volunteers, and donors in a vacant old Classical Revival Bank building. It now serves as the Chamber of Commerce Visitor Center. Visiting National Endowment for the Arts chairman Rocco Landisman called it creative placemaking at its finest. Today's Decoded 8Book is written by Lisa Erdrick. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Decoded Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.